This Saturday night at the Wharton Center, the MSU Symphony performs three masterworks of the 20th century, Sensamaya by Silvestre Revueltas, La Damoiselle Élue by Claude Debussy, and Igor Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms. All three works draw their inspiration from other art forms, poetry, painting, biblical texts. WKAR's Peter Wharf talks with MSU Symphony conductor Kevin Noe about the program and about the ties that bind.
I think I'm always thinking of ritual. And the Sensamaya, the Revueltas piece, the whole thing is a kind of a ritual killing of this snake. And the music itself has a ritual to the nature of the repetitive rhythms. And by the end, if you give yourself over to listening to the piece, it really becomes this beautiful, savage expression of human ritual. It's hard to explain unless you've heard the piece, but it's really unique. Everything that I do, I think about elements of ritual. Now that you say this, to be honest, I realize those ties are even stronger, but they're very, very different between each piece. In the case of the Stravinsky, you have a ritual involving psalms, you have a ritual involving all aspects of religion and iconization and the kind of long-term been going on for millennia thinking about this.
One thing I saw that Stravinsky wrote about Symphony of Psalms is that it's a symphony about the singing of psalms. Not...
Which is a ritual.
Right.
Yeah, which is very much a ritual. We don't have a ton of great rituals in America anymore, but one of them is popcorn at the movies. You know, you go to the movies and somebody doesn't have any popcorn, and kind of you feel like you didn't go to the movies. It's just something that has to be there.
Yeah, and I don't even want it sometimes.
And you don't even want it, but you get it anyway. That's right. It's not always great. Popcorn doesn't matter.
It doesn't make you feel that great either.
No. But you go home and you're not constantly eating popcorn. But you go to the movies, you got to have popcorn. You can't do it. And you feel sort of like it's a thing. And we understand each other. Who's got the popcorn? Okay, you grab the popcorn, I'll get the seats. But there's something about that binds us together. And I think that because I long for a kind of a more bound together artistic community, I'm always looking for ways to make little rituals possible. The problem is, of course, manufactured rituals never work very well. The great rituals have arisen on their own because of a unique moment in time or place and people, you know, and to try to manufacture them rarely has great results. But I suppose I keep trying. One or two that I've started have managed to hit, but but it, you know, takes work.
This is Peter Wharf for Current State. We're speaking with Kevin Noe, director of orchestras here at the Michigan State University College of Music. Saturday, April 30th, we'll be hearing him conduct the MSU Symphony Orchestra and numerous vocal ensembles with Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms, among other works. Can we touch a little bit more on the Symphony of Psalms, a work that, as I said, features numerous vocal groups that come together, and you'll be featuring also in this work the MSU Children's Choir, and it's not always performed with Children's Choir. Am I right about that? Did you decide that you wanted to have this sound that Stravinsky so mentioned?
Yes, in fact, I actually don't want to do the work without children. He says very specifically in the score, he said, this is meant to be done with girls and boys for the two top parts, for the soprano parts and the alto parts. But if you cannot work it out, it's okay to substitute women and men for this. And you know, oddly enough, of the some 35 commercially available recordings by sort of professional orchestras, I can only find one that uses children. And I understand it's more difficult. However, the unique, pure, somewhat apocalyptic nature of that music, I think, is best suited to this by far. There's a kind of purity, a cleanliness about the sound, and a mashup of something like, it's not just the innocence of youth, there's something more than that. There's a timelessness about the way children's voices work there, that purity set against the grittiness of Stravinsky's harmonies and the seriousness of purpose of the music. The music sounds so serious, and then when the kids come in, it cuts against this in a way that's very hard to explain, and it's uniquely Stravinsky. That's his sound. Yeah. So actually, I have no intention of ever doing the piece if it can't be done with children. I think of that as the essential sound of that music. So.
And there's something really special about that pure angelic sound at the very end of the work, over that timpani ostinato. Yeah. It's just, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, that, you know, he's actually saying, praise God with the timpani, and he's got this wonderful timpani ongoing thing that just plays, must play 80 notes in a row, which is an awful lot for a timpani player. They usually get 80 notes per season. So, yes, and the children are just floating along, and there's this, I mean, it's just the most unique music. I mean, the psalm on the one hand is very obvious and traditional kind of writing, but the music itself has this interesting David Lynch-y, you know, film noir carousel quality to it that's hard to explain. But the whole piece is so unique. It has such clear identity. You can't hear the Symphony of Psalms once and then never recognize it again. You'll always know, oh, that's the Symphony of Psalms. And part of that is that the unique nature of hearing those children singing in the choir.
Kevin Noe leads the MSU Symphony Orchestra in three 20th century masterworks, including Igor Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms, this Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Wharton Center. It is also a live broadcast on 90.5 WKAR.